I'm Alexander Sample. I'm originally from here. I started my own SAE and make duck calls.
So duck calls, what made you do that?
I started duck hunting a few years ago, and I really got into it, and then I started like watching all these shows, like Duck Dynasty and all them. They make the duck calls. I was like, I think I could do that. So I talked to Dad, and then I talked to PJ, and PJ was like, you know, maybe make it your SAE, and we'll see what it comes for. And then I started late last year, and during duck season, they sold good. I was turning out 15, 20 calls a week and selling 10 of them on any given weekend. But when I would put stuff out, I started social medias and stuff and got all that stuff out there. And the first one I made and put on social media got 14,000 views in a week. Just shot up. So I sold quite a few. Most of them around here. I sold one to a guy in Oregon.
Do you ever think about the guys out there hunting in Oregon somewhere with your call?
His wife is from Oregon, and right. Her fate, yeah, she bought it for him. He goes all over the world. Me and him talked about it when I took the call up there, and he goes South Dakota, all kinds of places and hunts, and it's interesting. I like to meet the people that I sell them to and all
is
that.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
He's networking at 16. Yeah. Come on.
I mean, the fact that he has created his own business that is not dependent on other people, that still fits in the SAE category, but this is a future that he can continue. Even if he decides to go into a completely different field, he can still continue to do this on the side, and it's something he enjoys. And his calls are very, very pretty.
How do you make them? Is that like a obviously you're the one that makes them, right?
Yes, ma'am. And I turn them out on a wood lathe. I start with a wooden block that's anywhere from a 2x2 to 4 inches by 2 inches, and then I drill it out the middle at 5/8, slide it on a mandrel, and I just turn it until I find the shape that I like or I get the shape that they asked for, and stain it and cover it with epoxy and stuff to make it look good. I sold one before I ever even turned one. I had a buddy that used to go to Caldwell County High School, and he talked to me on Instagram. He was like, do you think you can make me one? I was like, yeah, I think I could do it. I turned it out, and I sold it to him, and he was very pleased with it. He likes it. The first one I ever turned out, I sold. I didn't even, like, keep one for myself. You can find me at Sample Duck Calls on Facebook and Instagram, and I just started TikTok. It's also Sample Duck Calls.
What do you want people to get out of this week?
So, coming in last year, I didn't know if I was going to do FFA or ag in general, because I'd watched my sisters do it, and they loved it, and I'm nothing like my sisters. I mean, Michael and McKinney are both a lot more outgoing than I am, and they came in, and they were like, you should do it. You know, we're not telling you you need to do it, but go and do it, and they'll never force you to do anything. Like, I had no push, and I came in last year, and I did my ag classes, and this year I came in, I was talking to PJ. PJ was like, you know, take this class and we'll talk about what you can do in the FFA. I was like, okay. And I got in there and I've been doing that. And I was talking to PJ. PJ was like, about my duck call business. PJ was like, you know, we can do it. Might crash and burn. It happens. And he didn't force me anything. He helped me a lot. I mean, I've used equipment in his shop to help with the manufacturing and everything. And I just want it to be like, well out there. They're not going to force you to do anything, but they'll always support you in what you're going to do.
You a legacy or are you a first time?
I guess I'm kind of a legacy. My sister, Michaelyn, last year she was on the all-girl officer team that they had last year. And then my sister, McKinney, was also in FFA. I don't remember if she was ever on an officer team or anything like that. But and then my aunt, Stacy Kilgore, she does a lot of the stuff with the speeches and helps us out a lot.